WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Battle Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are just...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can live, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lizzie Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. We're doing a thing. It's called The Rack, which turns 12 in two weeks.
Wow. You put that out and I was like, oh shit, it does.
Yeah.
I forgot.
That's
sad. I forgot. 12 years you and I have been doing this. 12 years.
Tweet us at WildTalkRadio, at RackRadioShow, at Let'sWork, on the WildTalkRadio, come RackRadioShow.com, or twitch.tv/TokTurive to interact with us live as we talk sports, entertainment, professional wrestling, and beyond. Because we're previewing Clash at the Castle live this Saturday. Peacock and the WWE Network worldwide. Check your local listings for time and availability in your network. It's 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 Pacific. I guess that makes it, what, 8 p.m. local there?
Something like that, yeah.
Something
don't
like
ask
that.
Me to do time zone math. I'm bad at it.
That's why I said check the time and availability in your area. I'm not responsible.
Don't ask me to do math.
I'm not telling you when it is in your area. You have to figure that one out. Dang.
It's called Google.
Indeed.
But before we get to Clash at the Castle, we've got news. We got notes. We have some movement in the world of professional wrestling this week.
Yes.
So Io Sky is set to compete against Utami Hayashishita. Hopefully I said that right.
I hope so. I don't know.
Apologies if I did not. At the Marigold event on July 13th, so that's exciting.
So, yeah, she's headed to Japan to fight at the Marigold event. You know, the whole partnership thing with with Marigold and talent things and how they get Io Sky, and then Julia will probably be coming over to NXT and, you know, doing when she's healthy and everyone having fun and doing matches. And it's just the first part of WWE's takeover of Japan. Is next week on the show, we will have an announcement about something they're doing with Pro Wrestling Noah.
Mm.
So this is the announcement. They're announcing something on Sunday, so we'll talk about it next week. The pre-announcement.
Pre-announcement to the actual announcement, you know.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, so Io going over is a big deal. Kind of, you know, they're spreading their wings and letting people do things. Oh. We saw Jordynne Grace on NXT this past couple weeks. We saw her at Battleground on Sunday. Someone from World Wrestling Entertainment will probably be at TNA Against All Odds tomorrow night. Because this is talent exchange. Possibly. That's what everyone's assuming, that it would be the payoff to the whole crossover, having someone appear Against All Odds. But who knows? Maybe someone doesn't show up. I don't know. We'll see tomorrow night. Against All Odds, TNA. TNAWrestling.com for details.
Ding! CM Punk has signed with Paradigm Talent Agency.
So that's another one.
Mm-hmm. Seems like they're getting people.
First, they got Tiffany Strand a couple weeks ago. Now CM Punk. Everyone and all these people are being repped by someone now. It's interesting. It's very interesting that, you know, Hollywood Endeavors come a calling now that you're part of an endeavor who has outlets to other projects. Now you all need representation to do things. It's amazing how that all comes together.
Funny how that works, isn't it? Yep. And with the new group running the company, there's definitely more opportunities for external projects and that kind of thing. I think the door is slightly open for that in terms of like doing Hollywood projects and whatnot. So
yeah, that would be why. Yeah, be the whole thing. Yep.
So hey, let's go. Moving on to the A of the E of the W's. Artie Evans has joined the AEW creative team.
So it took him a week to find a job. Congrats. After leaving TNA a week or so ago, as we reported last week, he started last Saturday at AEW for Collision and is working a part of their creative team, reuniting with Jimmy Jacobs and the success they had together when they were doing creative for TNA and stuff. So who knows? It may help, it may hurt. Who knows? It's just new ideas, new people, I guess. Just sort of friends helping friends, getting him a job, and explains why he left. He had a job.
He got a better offer.
He got a better offer waiting for him. Yeah. That sort of thing. It's kind of how that goes.
AEW Blood and Guts has been announced for Wednesday, July 24th in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that should be an interesting show. They announced it.
Where are they running it? Bridgestone, or are they running it somewhere else?
I think Bridgestone. I think that's where they announced they were going. It would be nice if it would be on their website, but it's not
marketing.
It's not readily available right up the front of their website. There's Dynamite. Blood and Guts will be taking place at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee. Tickets on sale. Pre-sale start today. Tickets on sale on Saturday. Go to AEWTix.com for more details.
There you go. Ding. And this isn't necessarily a huge surprise, at least to me,
no.
Maybe to some, but given all the troubles that he's had and that kind of thing, it's not shocking. But Jeff Hardy will be entering free agency as of tomorrow. He's done with AEW, and it could be he's headed to TNA.
That seems to be the whole idea. He's headed to reunite with his brother in TNA wrestling. Shocking. Jeff Hardy coming to AEW was a get for them, and then it got fumbled and stumbled and legal troubles and then injuries and the what have yous, and it really was a blunder of an opportunity, to be frank. It just never worked. They had something. He had some legal troubles before they came in, I think. Got them cleared up, and then they just sort of just didn't do anything special with what the Hardys should have been. I had a chance to give them a final run and make them a thing, and just it never worked. They were never treated like the Hardy Boys should have been, whatever you believe what they should be or not. They were a legendary tag team, and just sort of like they were just second, third tier level talent for AEW, and never treated like main eventers. Because no matter what you think of Jeff has always been a star. legal troubles aside, he's always connected with the crowd. So it's like, how did you not capitalize on his stardom a little bit?
I think they tried to, but when the legal troubles hit in AEW, which I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. I think it was drugs and alcohol that caught up to him in AEW, and they benched him. After that, it was, I think they were very hesitant to use him, plus injuries and everything else. So it was kind of like, it was squandered, but it wasn't like squandered for no reason. There were reasons, unfortunately. They weren't great reasons, but yeah, it was kind of one of those things that, you know, without Jeff, you have Matt, and Matt is certainly stand out on his own, but Matt is not Jeff. And that's always been the case with the Hardys. Is Matt's found success with broken Matt Hardy, but I don't think AEW was necessarily interested in broken Matt Hardy.
No, not after the pandemic, no.
No. So, like, it just was kind of one of those things that without the broken Matt Hardy gimmick, Matt doesn't really have a lot. Like, that's, like, his greatest creation is the broken Matt Hardy gimmick. So,
because you could either do a Hardy Boys run or a broken Matt gimmick, and that's kind of what Matt's got left.
Yeah, and I think it was just, they were able to get three of the four pieces in terms of doing that last great run, because obviously you would want the run with Edge and Christian. And unfortunately, by the time they got the last piece, which is Edge, it was too late, sadly. Because I think they were able to get like one match, if I remember correctly.
The Hardys?
Have they wrestled recently? I thought they were going to. Or was that just us talking about it?
I think it was just us talking. Hardys have not wrestled together in a while. Jeff got injured with the match with Sammy Guevara, then it's been cleared but hasn't been used in weeks. Matt's contract ended a few months ago, and Jeff's sort of just been on the sidelines since.
There you go. So hopefully he finds what he's looking for in TNA, and hopefully they get the send-off they deserve.
He's been up against all odds, some would say. Maybe he overcomes them tomorrow night on pay-per-view.
Maybe. Who knows? Doesn't hurt that, you know, they're doing a crossover with WWE either.
Now, speaking of TNA wrestling.
So there's an update on the office structure for TNA. So Ariel Schreiner is the executive producer for TNA. He's said to be the one leading the day-to-day operations as well as creative. The talent know in advance what their roles are going to be and the direction of the characters. A change some has stated from the past.
Yeah, kind of. He's been giving them information, like, beforehand. Like, hey, this is the direction. This is where we're headed. So they kind of have an idea. Whether that's what they're doing on the show, at least they have, here's a direction.
I mean, that's helpful. That's definitely helpful.
Yeah.
You want to know what you're doing. Anthony Ciccone, hopefully I said that right, is the president of TNA. He's not as involved in the day-to-day creative perspective, but he is overseeing the business side of the company, and he's believed to be the one fully in charge of TNA. Yeah, so he took over from D'Amore.
Kind of part of his job, I guess. Speaking of this, got the money. He's on a non-compete apparently for a year.
Oh.
So he's getting paid for a year.
Let's go.
You know. Take it when you can get it.
I mean, you can take that year and you can kind of sort of figure stuff out and you don't have to worry about it. So that's a positive. It sucks because you can't go anywhere else, but you can figure out where you're going to go next and what you're going to do.
Recharge your brain and all the things.
Yeah. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Gail Kim is considered the head of talent relations for TNA, and she's said to be the most respected person in the company's locker room, as she should be.
She was at a Battleground, too. Which is a big thing, big overcoming thing.
Yeah.
She went for Jordynne Grace because her and WWE is just not like on terms, but hey, she went. And, you know, it was good. She was not seen on television, but she was there for support.
I mean, it's kind of one of those things that I'll go for my girl. And if I talk to people, I talk to people. I mean, obviously, we all know the story of why Gail Kim and WWE are not on terms after they kind of sort of like screwed her over twice creatively. And then she went to TNA and she basically helped to build the Knockouts division in TNA and is one of the people responsible for the full women's revolution in wrestling.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a good thing. Maybe they mend fences. Maybe they don't. But, you know, it's awesome that she was there. It's awesome that she's found a place in TNA as head of talent relations. And, you know, she's going to do a kick-ass job. So
yeah, good for her.
Can't complain about that.
Nope.
And then Tommy Dreamer, Jorge Barbosa, and Delirious
That's a weird group of people.
Assist with the creative aspect of TNA, and Gail Kim is also said to have some input into the creative as well.
Probably with the women, one would assume.
I would bet, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the update. Because we talked about it last week on the show, with all the changes that are being made, Artie Evans going and a bunch of others stepping away. This is kind of how some roles were reassigned and shifted, and kind of who's handling what for now. So there you go.
There we go. So Blaine Burns.
Yeah, it's time for that old injury roundup.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Brent's had a week, man. And this first one's interesting. So we have Dax Harwood with a back hematoma.
Hashtag blame Brent.
A lot to that one. Apparently he's been working hurt, hiding the injury for a few weeks. Been wearing something around his back to hide it, which has been weird. Whereas wearing one of the weight belt things around his back. It's like a back brace type thing. Probably covering things, and he was not telling any of the trainers or his boss. And then it blew up after a match the other day. Like they tend to do. So he had to tell his bosses, and they immediately pulled him off the road for him and Cash off the road for a while. Could be a long while. Who knows how long hematomas take to heal and stuff. So, yeah, that's an unfortunate one. But he was trying to work through it. But, you know, maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah, and especially with it being on his back, depending on where it's back, it is on his back. That could put his kidneys in jeopardy. That could put a lot of things in jeopardy. So just
think.
Get that taken care of. Just
think.
Just think. Just, I'm not a fan of wrestlers pushing through injuries. I can't stop them, but it's like, it's your health. You're playing with your health. And where your business is your body and your health, doing things like this, which is not the worst thing you can do. We've seen people do worse. But it's something that if you had told them, you could have potentially gotten treated. They could have possibly drained it, depending on what's going on with it. I don't know. But they could have at least helped him get, treat it and potentially get rid of it faster versus him trying to wrestle with it. Because, that's the worst part of it is, he's wrestling with it.
Yes.
And he's repeatedly, landing on it and doing other things to it. And yes, he was wearing a weight belt to kind of cover it, but that's still not what you want.
No, it's dumb. It was dumb.
It was a bad move on his part. Hopefully he heals. Hopefully it's okay. But yeah, he had to put that out on Twitter, and there was mixed reactions on it.
Yeah, as there usually is.
So Javier Bernal has a broken foot.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Hopefully he recovers quickly. And then Kiera Hogan has an injured shoulder.
Hashtag blame Brent.
There's one that I don't include on this because we don't know what he has yet. But have you seen Dwayne's elbow?
No.
Dwayne's elbow is got smashed.
Ooh.
While filming the smashing machine. He had a bulge coming out of it.
Hold on. Is it on Twitter?
It was on, should be on Twitter, Instagram, something like that. Just look up The Rock elbow. It should be on there.
Live reaction here on the show.
Yeah. Today he shows that's the bruise part of it. There's video of him the other day, you just see the bulge, and it was do you see the bulge or the bruise?
I see the bruise, maybe a little bit of the bulge.
I'm sure I sent you something to look at just as a general, just, you can just see the, his former treatment.
Yeah.
He done did something.
He messed himself up good. So hopefully he feels better.
So we don't have officially a blame Brent for him, but yep, he's on that list.
Damn, Brent. God.
Going after Dwayne. Going right after Dwayne.
He's going for the final boss. He wants the final boss.
Indeed.
Brent demands him. But with that, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking about Clash at the Castle. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rocker here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
We will
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Get the hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Yeah. Yes, this is Broken Matt Hardy, and you are listening to The Rock Radio Show. Please tune in every dance you get. I find it absolutely wonderful.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. Hey, Rock, I got a question.
Yes.
Do you want to buy some graphic design services?
No, that's not what they wanted.
I know, but you got the cheap viewers, but, you know, graphic design services.
I mean, graphic design services. I mean, we're good without graphic design services or cheap viewers. I mean... Spambots are there.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. All right. Just want to be sure. So we are back. We are going to be talking all about Clash at the Castle, which airs this Saturday. Check your Google for local time and availability.
2 p.m. It will be live. 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 Pacific. Everyone else figure it out.
We're not doing international. We don't do international on this channel.
I don't have international. I don't have that for you.
Don't ask us to math. It's late.
Not mathing here on the show. That's why Google exists. Anyway, continue on.
This is emanating live
Laughscale Scotland, the Hydro to be specific, and yeah, this is going to be a fun little show, I think.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun show. They're doing SmackDown there tomorrow, so there'll be spoilers aplenty. They're holding a press conference, a kickoff thing tomorrow at 11 a.m. on the network, and on all social. So you can hear from the champions beforehand, and then the SmackDown from the Hydro, and yeah, Then we got the show, five big matches on the show. Should be a fun time had by all.
So we're going to start with the tag team championships are on the line in a triple threat. Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill are taking on Alba Fire and Isla Dawn, as well as Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark.
So one, it's going to be a showcase of Jade and Bianca. Two, you're in there with four good workers. So besides Bianca and Jade. But Zoe and Shayna are really good. Alba and Isla are very good as well. And it should be a hell of a match. It'll be interesting to see the reactions Alba and Isla get. Because they're going back to their home country. Also feel very bad for Alba Fire. And condolences to her. She's going through some family stuff. That was a very unfortunate. So her focus, you know, may not fully be there. But hopefully... they can figure it out and go from there. But yeah, it would be interesting if they were to flip the belts here, having Alba and Isla win in their home country and like beat Shayna and Zoe and not pin Bianca and Jade. It would be a way to get the belts off of them without doing the, you know, one of them getting pinned and doing a breakup type of thing. And it would give them a home country win, I guess. Because I don't know if the anyone from this country, from Scotland, is going to get a win on this show. Just calling it a hunch. It would be an interesting way to do things. Do I think that's going to happen? Probably not, but it could.
It could. The thing is I don't... And this is going to sound awful. I don't see a reason to take the titles off of Jade and Bianca.
No, you don't need to.
Like, that's the whole thing, is they're perfectly fine where they're at. Again, you're still trying to build Jade up, and so it doesn't make sense to necessarily have her take a loss, even though it wouldn't be her being pinned. It could be somebody else being pinned. I just don't see a reason to hang a loss on her just yet, especially and take the titles off of her and Bianca. You kind of have maybe the division chase a little bit more before you take those titles off of them. I am curious to see how Shayna and Jade are going to mix. That's going to be interesting to me.
Could be a little snug. Could be a little, you know.
Be a little tight. Could be. I'm sure they'll be perfectly fine with each other, but I just, because they're both, and Zoe as well, but we all know Shayna's backstory, so I'm just very curious to see how she and Jade are going to work together.
Yeah.
But this will be fun.
Yeah, I don't expect like a title change, but if you were to do something, that's how I would do it. I don't think you need to do a title change. I think they should hold it till Survivor Series-ish, Rumble-ish.
Yeah.
Kind of run it that way.
Because I feel like you need to build like really, and this is not a knock at anybody in this match, but build like a really strong set of competitors to go up against Bianca and Jade. Mm-hmm. And maybe you can set that up here, and this is kind of the beginnings of it, either with Shayna and Zoe, or with Isla and Alba. There we go.
I mean,
it's like, who's the other person in the match? It's Alba. But I feel like you could do it with either one of these teams, or you could build a new team, and you could begin to build those really like strong competitors for Bianca and Jay, because you shouldn't lose it like by somebody else getting pinned. That's not how they should drop it. At least not right now.
No, it shouldn't. And Jade's already taken a kind of a loss, being DQ'd a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So you got to keep her looking strong. And this is also a way to not have them in Money in the Bank, because I don't think Bianca and Jade should be in it, even though one of them will probably end up in it. Because going off of that, that would be one reason. If you were to title change, it's because you're putting the briefcase either on Bianca or Jade, and you want to get these belts off of them. That would be the only logical way to do it. I don't think you need to for either one. I think they should be content with the tag titles and with building the division and doing something different for now. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it.
In terms of the briefcase, I feel like Jade's not quite ready for it. Bianca doesn't need it. It could go to somebody else in that division, and they could benefit more from it right now, because I feel like if you give it to Jade, you do have a year to have her cash in, but it's kind of like you could use it in the interim while you get her ready to go, while you build her up into a threat of like a credible singles competitor, because right now she doesn't really have that. They're working on that.
And you got time for it. You have a long, long time. Now there's nothing to rush here.
Yeah, no, take your time, build her up, build her properly. It'll be okay. But yeah, I see Bianca and Jade winning. I don't see them losing the titles.
Yeah, I'm going Bianca and Jade winning as well. Magic 8-Ball. Do the champs retain on Saturday? It is certain. Wheel.
Wrestler 1.
That would be the champs. Congrats to one of the other teams. Congrats, other team.
Right? Oh no, we all lied. Oh no. Up next, we have Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles facing off in an I Quit match for the former UWU championship.
It is the WWE championship. There is no more UWU. Thank you very much.
UWU! It lives on in our hearts.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
No?
No.
It does. Lives on in my heart. How about that?
Okay. We saw this at Backlash. It was a really good match. It's going to be a really good match come Saturday. This, you can add some more elements to it. Possible interferences from the OC, possibly. You have a chance here to put on another quality match, and kind of that's basically it. It's a Cody Rhodes win. It's a simple match. There is one element that you could really play a part in this match, and Cody posted about it on Twitter, I think, or Instagram or something. He has a guest with him on this tour.
Mm.
His mother's there.
Oh, no.
So if you want to talk...
Oh, no, they're going to pull mama out.
And, you know, try to force her son to say, I quit. And quit, AJ could do it in front of his mother. It is the one thing you could have in there, where if you were to do a title change because they were going to injure his mother... It is something they could do. I don't think they will, but you never know. It's a theory. It's a speculation. It's a thought. Added element of drama for a match that's pretty much certain that Cody Rhodes is retaining. Yeah. Mama Rhodes is going to be out there. We saw what happened the last time she was out there, back at WrestleMania, so.
Yeah. I expect them to just beat the high holy you-know-what out of each other in this match. Use Cody's mama to amp up the drama. The whole nine. I expect this to be very, very, very good. But yeah, Cody retains. There's no reason. I love AJ, but there's no reason to take the title off Cody.
Again, it's very much certain that Cody Rhodes retains and heads on. But the one outcome, the one way you do it, where you can do a title change and then do a title change back, is Mama Rhodes gets threatened and Cody has to say those words he's never uttered before, so... Just the way it could be. I'm going Cody. You're going Cody?
Yeah, I'm going Cody.
8-Ball Cody? You may rely on it. Wheel?
Wrestler 2.
Oh, AJ Styles.
Oh.
All right, what's next?
Up next, we have Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable with Otis, Tozawa, and Maxxine Dupri at ringside. This is for your Intercontinental Championship. There was a lot of drama around this in terms of, was Chad Gable going to resign? Was he not going to resign? Is he on a pay-per-play deal? Like, what's the situation with his contract? Because nobody really knows. And it could be he agreed to stay up until Clash at the Castle, where they write him off, but that doesn't seem to necessarily be the case based on the story that they've continued to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going to have like Otis and Tozawa and Maxxine all turn on Chad in Scotland, which they could.
They could.
But I kind of maybe see Chad picking up the victory in this.
How come?
I love Sammy. I really, really, really do. I love Sammy. But whatever Gable's got in this, it has legs. And you have him... through nefarious, let's say, means, achieve the title. Where Otis, because Otis is like turning and he's sort of on the fence, where he's willing to do whatever he has to do to defend his friends, but he's also kind of walking down that road with Chad Gable. And Otis isn't entirely on board with Sammy. And it could be that Otis helps Chad get the title off of Sammy as like some small, exact, like, some small means of like revenge for what happened when Sammy was knocked into Tozawa and Maxine and they got hurt. And it also could be that, well, Gable is to blame for what's happening to them, but Sammy's kind of the catalyst for it because it's Gable's ambition to get the title that has sort of caused all of this to occur. So if Chad has the title, maybe things will go back to the way that they were. So I could see Otis and maybe the others helping Chad, but I could also see them turning on him. But I mean, in terms of Sammy being the Intercontinental Champion, we had the moment at WrestleMania. It was great. It was awesome. It was amazing. But beyond that, I feel like the title maybe needs to move because Sammy is a wonderful champion, but he's better when he chases.
He is. That is for sure.
And he's and you could continue the feud between Sammy and Chad where Chad takes the title through cheating. And Sammy's like, oh, no, we're not doing that. And you just move on from there. Because it's like, if Sammy wins clean, what does Gable do?
So
right?
The question I pose is, what's more of the story? Is it what happens with Chad and the Intercontinental title or Chad versus Otis? And does Chad versus Otis eventually need that... need the belt? That's what you have to kind of ask yourself.
I feel like in this instance, perhaps it does, just to give them something to fight for. Like they have a reason to fight each other, but it's Otis's ambition of it's right there. I could take it if I really wanted to. Like I could just end him if I really wanted to. Yeah. Right. But Otis has just been taking like beating after beating after beating from Chad. And so it's like he hasn't made up his mind yet to say, okay, no more. I'm not going to do this until this past Monday where he kind of quasi was like, all right, I've had enough of your shit.
Yeah.
So personally, I see Chad Gable winning.
Possibly. I don't know. I think the bigger story is Chad versus Otis. And I don't think it needs the Intercontinental title. I think Otis turns, Chad loses, and you go into a feud with Otis and Chad rather than... And it moves Sammy onto someone else with the Intercontinental title. I think that's how you do it. I'm going to go Sammy retained. Otis turns on Chad. Because I feel like we've already hinted at him turning and turning and turning and him staying. I don't want to go through two more months of him reluctantly staying while Chad's Intercontinental champion. Yeah. Going Sammy retains.
Okay.
Magic 8-Ball, does Sammy retain? Very doubtful. Okay. Wheel.
Wrestler 1.
Sammy. Alright, what's next?
Up next, we have Bayley taking on Piper Niven with Chelsea Green in a singles match for the WWE Women's Championship. I would love for Piper to win this match, just because I think it would be cool for them to do it. Even though Piper's technically a heel, it would be cool. They've done a lot. They've kind of done the atypical, you know, while you were in NXT, I was on the Indies type thing, you know, blazing trails and whatnot, which is fine. And I would like to see Piper get the title. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Again, it's something where you could, and then you put the belt back on Bayley, and then do Bayley and Nia, because that's the end goal. SummerSlam is Nia and Bayley, Nia winning. That would be the end goal. But I'm going with Bayley retaining, but it would be a huge moment if Piper won. I think Bayley's going to go out of her way to make Piper look as strong as ever possible, especially in her home country. I think Bayley's one of those performers who knows when it's time for others to look good and is willing to make someone else look good at her expense for a while, even though she will ultimately win the match. I think this will be a big showcase for Piper. Bayley will ultimately retain, but it'll be a really good match and the crowd's going to be really hot for it.
I think if they can use this as a way to get Piper really over and to sort of make Piper and build her further, I think this is a win. Because I think the one problem with Piper is that they brought her in and she signed with the company and she kind of got stuck on the proverbial elevator, as it were. And she suffered from not wonderful booking, not wonderful characters, and she's got something going now. And her and Chelsea are just a really great mix. You know, because it's an opposite attract kind of thing. And yeah, so it would be good if like this is a show up and show out for Piper. You know, even if she doesn't win, as long as they make her look like a boss, I feel like that will do a lot to help her and further her cause and make her a very, very strong competitor in the division. But I agree with you. It's Bayley versus Nia at SummerSlam. Like, that's where they're going. So I'm saying Bayley.
That is the ultimate end goal. Yeah. All right. So Bayley, 8-ball Bayley. All signs point to yes. Wheel.
Wrestler one.
That was right on the line too.
Ooh.
It's legitimately right on the line.
Reroll.
No, it's good. It's good. It's just right there. It's just right there on the line. Anyway, let's talk about our main event.
Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. The Judgment Day, Dom, Finn, and JD are barred from ringside.
They are.
This is a return for Drew in the championship match. He was in it last year for Wales, and he lost. And now he's in his home country, in his hometown, I believe. Is he from Edinburgh or is he from Glasgow?
Clicking on Drew's name, it should tell me in a second. He is from Ayr, Scotland.
I don't know where that is. Where is he built from?
That's where he's built from.
Oh, Ayr, Scotland. Damn it. Okay, fine. Home country. He's in his home country.
It's in his home country.
And so his own people.
He will be the ultimate babyface in this one.
Oh, yeah.
When you watched Monday, it was clear all the booking they've been doing as Drew as the heel switched. He was positioned as the babyface, where the Judgment Day had the numbers, and then he took out the numbers, so the babyface has an even playing field. They spent months building Drew as a heel just to make sure, hey, the final build, it's him looking like a babyface because he's going to be the babyface in his home country. Sunday, they spent on WTR, they spent a lot of time talking about the different scenarios about people interfering. Like, Tim had the convoluted with Liv and Dom and everything getting involved, which could happen, but they've been barred from ringside, so it kind of takes that element out of play. And then you had Brent, who went on and on about CM Punk. And Brent really likes CM Punk. He won't admit it, but he really liked himself some CM Punk on Sunday, talking about what could happen. And I think that's a very obvious way to do it. I heard an interesting idea to have how this goes. CM Punk helps Drew win the title so he can not only fight Drew for the title, but also CM Punk can further torment Drew in that he is the reason he is champion. I mean, I don't want to call it an interesting idea. I would say that's an idea. I don't think Punk and Drew needs the belt.
Mm-mm.
I think Punk needs to go on a longer chase when he gets the opportunity for the title. But as I was talking about, Brent went on this whole thing about Punk interfering, which is what everyone's thinking. And I feel like, one, they're known for doing the obvious and giving the people what people are thinking about. And people are under the belief that Drew is going to lose the match because of CM Punk. And I feel like if they don't deliver that, people will be disappointed in some manner, even though they shouldn't be. I could see it where they are. The crowd's going, but I don't know. I don't think Drew needs the title. Like, it's weird. Should Drew be a world champion? Yes. But I don't think he needs it. I think what his character is doing doesn't need the belt right now, especially with how he's being positioned. He's being positioned as someone who complains a lot. So once he gets the title and holds it for more than 5 minutes and something seconds, it would kind of lose the appeal for what he's doing, being this trolley, you know, social media complainer. I think a clean win for Damian would be a huge statement and kind of put his title reign on the map a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Beating Jay with some interference is one thing, but it's not. That's why I'm saying clean. If he loses clean, he's not being screwed. You're not screwing someone out of a title that they're not promised to win. If CM Punk interferes, then you're screwing him. But it also furthers the story. It's weird. It's a weird, tough position to be in because you look up and down the show. We've been talking about it where I don't think someone from that country is going to win a match, and you kind of want someone to win. So you would think Drew wins and kind of goes on, and that's the story you tell. He's the world champion. He won in his home country. He finally has something to be excited about. I don't know. It's tough. It's a predicament. That said, I think WWE in general has done a great job of putting a spotlight on on different talent heading into this show. Putting Drew in the main event in his home country is a great idea. Piper Niven in the home country, great idea. Getting Alba and Isla on the show, great idea. You're taking a focus and putting talent who normally don't get featured in high-profile positions, like a Piper Niven, and putting her in one in front mm-hmm. of her people. It's a smart idea. The WWE's done a really good job of playing to the market, as it were. At the end of the day, I say Damian wins, probably by CM Punk interference. It's what I want to say. It's a kind of want to say, yeah, but I also would rather see Damian winning clean here, winning clean next month, heading into SummerSlam against Gunther would be a big statement, because then you have someone who's two men who are winning clean heading into their big title match. I don't know. I would rather see a clean win, better man wins. They're probably going to tell the story of Punk, because Punk and Drew should be SummerSlam. I'm going Damian retains.
The story coming out of WrestleMania was that Drew achieved the goal at WrestleMania. He achieved what he wanted, which was he made up for the COVID win. They gave him the win in front of the live crowd at WrestleMania, in front of his family, in front of his friends, in front of everyone. And he had that moment of being in the main event of WrestleMania and winning the title, right? He had that. They gave him that. Yeah. That was the goal. That was his story. And to use the overused phrase, he completed the story.
He finished the story.
He finished the story. What you did was you then had him linger. And you then had him start talking trash to CM Punk, which he did for the whole of WrestleMania. And that cost him. Karma caught up to him, and he lost the title in 5 minutes and some odd seconds to Damian Priest. Because Drew took his eye off the prize for 5 seconds. He rested on his laurels. Instead of getting out of the ring and leaving like he should have, he lingered. And it cost him. And now he's chasing Damian, who has his title. But that's not the story. The story is it's CM Punk's fault that Drew lost that title. Not his own. It's CM Punk's. If you wish to continue that story, you have Punk cost Drew. As lovely and as awesome as it would be for Drew to win in front of his home country and his home fans and do all of that, and I'm not saying that they wouldn't do it, it makes more sense that Punk kind of continues to return the favor in some fashion by screwing over Drew. That there's some kind of shenanigans, because Punk should be about ready to go in terms of returning to the ring. Should be close. And so you have CM Punk cost Drew McIntyre this match. It would be, it could just be as simple as Punk comes out and distracts him, or Punk buys a ticket and he's sitting there in the front row and he's like harassing Drew's family, right? It could be something as simple as that, where yeah. Punk provides enough of a distraction to Drew that it gives Damian the opportunity to beat Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Because I agree with you in one sense, and that is that Drew doesn't need the title. Be nice if he had it, but he doesn't necessarily need it. It does more for Damian, especially if he were to get a quasi-clean win over Drew, to really establish him as that standalone champion. Because eventually Judgment Day will drift apart, eventually they'll go away, and if Damian is still champion, he has to be able to stand on his own 2 feet. Plus, he's also staring down Gunther for SummerSlam. And while Drew and Gunther would be a really, really bang up good match, I don't see them doing that. There's also another thing that we're not considering. Another person that we're not really talking about.
Okay.
Bella.
I don't know.
Just hear me out. They could be on good terms or they could be on bad terms. We don't know where they're at right now. It seems like they kissed and made up a little bit on Monday. You had them together on Monday for a minute, and they did the banger after banger after banger, obviously to reestablish Drew as a babyface. Maybe Sheamus comes out to help. Maybe Sheamus costs Drew the title. There's other things that could happen in this match. But ultimately, I think it does more for Damian to win, but I think he has to do it clean. So I'm going to go with Damian.
Going Damian, you're going Damian. 8-ball Damian? Yes, definitely. Wheel.
Wrestler 1.
Damian. There you go.
The one thing about LeMans' comments is Gunther is sitting as a major heel in the division. you need a baby face. If you do, Drew is kind of sitting in that tweener. He's not quite a heel. He's not quite a baby face. Like, he's playing the role of the baby face in this instance because Damian's technically a heel. But Drew was like a heel coming into WrestleMania. It was weird. So, you know, he's just out here living his best villain life. So you need, for Gunther to work, you kind of need more of that pure baby face type role. And it would put Damian in a really interesting position of Damian potentially being a little bit of an underdog, because they can sort of play on, you know, Gunter's success in the business. And, you know, I've done this and I've held this. And as he's like the longest reigning UK champion, he's one of the longest reigning IC title champions. You know, he's king of the ring. He's this, he's that, you know, and then kind of look at Damian and be like, what have you done? You know, other than be called like the Bondage Undertaker on Twitter. So it's just that kind of thing. And I think that's the better build versus Drew versus Gunter. Like, you could do Drew versus Gunter and it would be fine. And like I said, they would have a hell of a match. But I feel like Damian and Gunter is the play. And so Damian has to keep the title in order to get there. But that does it. So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
And as we go, one piece of breaking news. Shocking, Conor McGregor gets hurt before having to fight and is out of his return match at the end of the month.
Oh.
Shocking. And well, that'll do for Rack Live right here on Wild Talk Radio. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's GM Battles, myself versus Brian. WWE 2K24. Tune in, watch. Exciting stuff. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's game night featuring Golf with Friends, followed by CB Radio. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. They're going to review Clash at the Castle. Monday night's Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night to review Clash at the Castle ourselves. So you don't want to miss that. Remember, The Rock turns 12 in 2 weeks. So be there for that on June 27th. You do an exclamation point Rock 12. You can see the graphic that was made up that looked like the Big Bang Theory, because they had 12 seasons and we're heading into our 12th. So, creativity. You tweet us at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. Drac Radio Show on all social media platforms. Or wherever you get the podcast, just search the Drac Radio Show. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use Kirk Rocket Sock or
Lin's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop when you buy your new Nick A30 icon skin this weekend, or when you buy the Metallica bundle or battle pass for Metallica, all now available in Fortnite, because we are
hashtag epic partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimbaLin's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can go ahead over to Matt's channel, mbgfilms, youtube.com/mbg1211, and like and subscribe and do all the things. Remember, on YouTube, your likes are still public. Just saying. Anyway, but like and subscribe and do all the things. Tell him he said hi, because he's an awesome person. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Board. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you later. Bye! Take my throne and rule my kingdom!